On this episode of the Real Mentors podcast, we give our list of the worst movies ever made. Did your favorite movie make the list? Let us know what you thought of our choices in our Facebook page and make a comment below. Also, we give our opinion on Netflix Stranger Things. All that next.
Welcome everybody to episode 27, that's 27 of the Real Mentors podcast. The best in the business are back to talk movies, TV, and have a little fun along the way. And of course, to help me do that, my two esteemed co-hosts, true gentlemen, in every which way I can think of. First up, you got Mr. Mike Rose, the man beast himself. What's going on, big guy?
What's up, amiguitos?
How you doing, big guy? How you doing good? It's been a while, man. It's been like a whole week.
I'm good, man.
Yeah. Football, getting excited. The Dolphins came out, you know.
Every time the NFL's going, I'm
Dolphins
good.
Do what the Dolphins do, and the Redskins do what the Redskins do, and let's get their asses kicked.
You can't win them all, and you can't even win half
of them. You can't even win like a third of them. I'll be happy if they win two this year. And of course, not to shortchange our technical producer, the host of the Foreign Corner, the Spaniard himself, George. How are you, big guy?
How you guys doing, guys?
When that's quite as big as... real big guy, of course, Mike Rose. Well, yeah. He's like a little tiny beast, you know. And how's Pikachu, by the way?
He's doing fine.
He's doing good. He's ready. He's ready.
Yeah,
to,
he's asking for a raise, though.
He's an intern, so that's
going to
be tough.
Yeah.
He's not happy with bread and water, dude? What is this?
I guess not.
Talk to Donald Trump.
Isn't he like a house elf or something?
I guess.
So either way,
Dobby doesn't like to get the water.
We're going to jump into something that Mike actually brought up. Couple shows back, talking about the worst, crappiest, garbage movies of all time. But before we actually get to that, I want to hold off for a second because I got a topic you guys are going to be interested in. You guys are wrestling fans, of course, and I don't watch as much as I used to, but I know of it.
You still keep track.
I keep track every so often. You guys kind of help me with that, to be honest with you. You guys are my wrestling news. So
I'm like the third sheet.
Yeah, it's
like,
you know,
that's right.
What's going on in wrestling? Let me ask Mike. But it's funny because this a story came out. I don't know if you guys heard about it or not, but a movie that, well, it's tentatively titled Crossface.
Okay.
Based off the killer Crossface, off the life of Chris Benoit.
Really?
Yeah. Crossface.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, I think it's been home. But I forgot her name. She does a lot of TV. She did the Punisher, the last one, which is the movie anyway, which wasn't great. But but whatever. She does some good TV shows and all that, so I'll give her credit for that. But it's in development, which is kind of interesting. I know those who don't know about Chris Benoit, who's considered one of the best technical wrestlers, if I'm not wrong, Mike.
True.
He was a staple in WCW, came over to WWE, WWE a little bit while after that.
Wasn't he an Owen Hart product or something?
Like, he was not a Dungeon product.
Okay. But I know he was a Canadian.
You're thinking
wrestler.
Of Jericho.
Oh, there you go. That's true. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
that's
I know Jericho actually, was. Yeah.
But, you know, he was still one of the best wrestlers. He wasn't as popular. He wasn't The Rock and Stone Cold Steve Austin. But he was popular amongst those who knew wrestling and appreciated it for what it is. And he's, again, considered the most technical, best wrestlers out there. But
he hasn't been discussed in WWE.
They don't talk about him.
Yeah, because what happened, and for those who don't know, he, I guess, at some point went nuts, whatever. Like, it was at home, and he ended up killing his wife and his son. And then committed suicide. He hung himself after the fact.
She was a WWE diva also.
No, she was not.
She wasn't.
She was a manager.
She was not a manager in WWE.
No.
His wife, Nancy Sullivan, or Nancy, shoot, Benoit.
Right.
Was Nancy Sullivan, who was married to Kevin Sullivan.
She was married to Kevin Sullivan.
Known as Woman in WCW.
She was known as Woman, yeah.
She was a valet or something.
She worked in ECW as a valet, but she never worked in the WWE.
Gotcha.
Oh, that's right. I remember her from WCW.
No. She was already out of the business by the time Chris ended.
Very attractive, too, if memory serves.
She was beautiful.
Yeah, it was a crazy, tragic situation. WWE pretty much washed their hands of it. Understandably,
it was really strange. The day that he died, it happened to be a Monday.
Yes, yeah. I saw that Raw when it came out.
Mm-hmm. And it was sad. And they had a tribute show to him. But then after that, it kind of fell off. After everybody found out what happened.
Yes, everybody.
It kind of fell off the side of the earth and nobody really discusses him. All his work has been stricken from the WWE Network.
Which is sad. I mean, don't get me wrong. What he did. The thing is, I'm not justifying what happened, but obviously it was the autopsy done after the fact where it was discovered that he had that concussion.
He had some CTE.
Exactly. Which
the post concussion.
Yeah, and
stuff.
I think one of the autopsy, the doctors he compared Chris Benoit's brain to an 83-year-old with Alzheimer's.
Right.
So it was pretty messed up to begin with. Not to excuse what happened, don't get me wrong, but it gives you some of the effects, the long-term effects of the concussions and all that. So it was bad. Again, it happened. It was terrible. But now they're making a movie about it. So, Mike, did you hear about that before? No,
I have.
Okay. So what do you think about that? You as a wrestling fan and all that, what kind of story that will make? You know,
I don't know that it's a story I want to particularly watch.
Okay.
Although, you know, The Wrestler, which was done by Darren Aronofsky, is a brilliant movie.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the dickens out of that. It doesn't tell a real story, but.
That's the thing. Yeah. I think there's going to be biopics.
To me, I'm really not a fan of them. So.
It's very hit and miss.
Speaking of that, did you see the Hands of Stone movie?
No. That was in the theaters for like
I heard it was not good, so I didn't bother.
It's out there in spins.
I didn't bother watching.
We went to high school with the daughter of
Roberto Duran.
Oh, Duran, yeah. Yeah, Hans Stone, yeah.
Yeah, we went with the daughter, yeah.
She was another bag.
So, I was looking over here, and we talked about with a woman. She was the manager of Doom in WCW with Butch Reed and Ron Simmons.
Yeah, so she was a...
And she was in ECW.
She was involved in wrestling.
She was Kevin Sullivan's
valet for years.
Right.
And she didn't really have anything. She was called the Fallen Angel. That was her name. And here in Florida, actually, is where she started.
She started in Florida wrestling. Right. Like I'm looking at it right here.
Pikachu's doing some work. He's earning that bread and water.
He wants to earn the raise, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, good luck with that.
Please, Mr. George.
But yeah, it's interesting because I don't think that's a story that I want to see just because I don't see how you spend that story to something good.
I don't think there's anything good that can come out of that. It's not something like I want to see that.
Yeah, you're breaking up the wrong tree with that.
No, I just think these are like depression pills. I don't want to watch crap.
This is probably better after like a 30 for 30 and then focus on the concussion part aspect of it.
I think that would have made a better 30 for 30.
Yes, or any kind of documentary, whatever.
Or a documentary like Foxcatcher.
Exactly.
Like
it's just, as a movie. I'm surprised the studio's actually going to roll with that. And like I said, it's an early production. Things may change, but. As a wrestling fan, I don't think I'd watch it.
WWE Network or WWE Productions has nothing to do with it. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, it's just 2 cents. It's just too. Yeah, it's nothing. I'm like I said, I don't blame WWE for doing that.
We need more ice cream, man.
Oh God! Was he a wrestler now?
With Kane?
No, that was Kane. Remember, with Kane.
Oh my God! Forgot about that. Oh Jesus.
Terrible.
That should lead us to one of the worst movies because that movie was pretty bad.
I'll bring that up later because usually anything out of WWE studios you can put up there.
They only had
like one movie that's ever gotten more than one star. So,
jeez,
that's pretty amazing.
What's the Hulk Hogan movie with
Zeus?
Gosh.
No Holds Barred.
That was a classic. Turd, if I ever seen one. It was so bad. He was a kid. I didn't like that movie.
That's on my list.
They actually tried to spoil that.
Oh, my bad.
No, I'm going to have to go with Santa with muscles.
They actually tried to carry the movie from the movie to the actual thing to like try to tie it
together.
They tried to bring Zeus in, like the cross promotion.
Yeah, he wrestled, yeah.
They brought Zeus in a couple like that. Tony, what's his name?
Tiny Lister.
Tiny Lister. Yeah.
You know, Debo.
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 It's my chain.
Yeah, it's my chain.
Classic movie. But anyway. Not part of the worst movies list.
Yeah, right. Sure. It's like, who's that? That's Debo, man.
Debo.
What you doing?
That's like, a classic movie.
Hide the chain.
That's a classic movie, which we always forget to mention, but it's great. But either way, but let's jump into just change gears, obviously. The worst movies and all that. Now, there's two kinds of bad movies. We got, of course, the ones that are just pure crap, garbage,
so
no one likes. Yeah, and you got the ones that are, you got the horrible ones. Yeah, and you got the ones that are so bad you might like it, guilty pleasure and all that. But at least, as long as you recognize it sucks, I mean.
The Point Break Roadhouse.
But let's make this clear. What we're talking about today are just
garbage
pure
fest.
Crap.
Yes. Not guilty pleasures. Not I know they suck. I like watching.
No,
they're terrible.
No Man of Hand of Fate. No. Yes. No, any of those old classics.
The ones you don't.
Plan 9 from Outer Space.
The ones you change channel the minute you see them.
Like
the ones you don't recommend. The ones
no Sharknadoes.
Yeah. If someone likes it, you punch them in the face. No, right. I'm just kidding. But movies like that. So. We'll start off, I guess, naming. I mean, I have. I didn't.
Why don't we just go around the round.
Well, I didn't create a list per se because I only for me two movies came to mind.
Oh wow, I got more than two.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. There's 1,000 horror freaking movies. And this movie's like, you know, there's the Geely's of this horrible course. There's Battlefield Earth. This is horrendous. And
yeah, that's on my list.
That's on the list.
I mean, there's tons of any comedy with Marlon Wayans.
Adam Sandler.
Jack and Jill was embarrassing.
Jack and Jill. Yeah.
What's the other one?
That's so bad.
My boy. That's my boy.
Oh, that's another one. That's my boy.
Oh my god.
Horrendous.
Piece of.
Yeah, you know, grown-ups too.
That was.
We're not even talking about that, though.
Yeah, we're not talking about. But I mean, it's like we can sit down for 2 hours and just name bad movies like at whim if you want to.
There has to be something significant.
We talked about that. Almost every big actor has made a bad movie.
Probably, I mean, I'm sure. There's bad movies everywhere. But for me, like, I'll name one that really stands out because. I really hate this fucking movie. And my bad. But a lot of people like it. And that's Independence Day.
The first one?
Awful movie.
Yes.
Because the second one was garbage. But the
second one is hard garbage.
I haven't even seen the second
one.
But I know it's garbage.
But a lot of people do like the first one.
It's guilty.
And it was popular.
Pleasure.
I think it is so freaking.
No,
I was so upset. Because I'm really like, I was expecting to see something awesome. The trailers were amazing back in 1994, 95, whatever it was.
It's really awful.
And it was exciting. Oh my God. The effects were great. The White House blows up. Everyone wants to see them. When I saw it, I was like, oh my God, this is so stupid. It's the stupidest movie. It's so dumb. It's so dumb. I mean, I can go I name every scene as so stupid as way. But obviously, the whole thing with the virus, that's just retarded. I mean, whatever, it just makes no sense. And then Will Smith punching the alien, and just he's so bad.
Does Mars Attack even hold up still?
No, Mars Attacks is a great movie.
That's a good way,
but it's
so cheesy that it's good.
Yeah, it's made in a certain way, B-style, supposed to be kind of bad at the same time. But you can appreciate that. 84 took it so seriously as a great science fiction movie. And I hope you'll love it. Dude, that movie is so stupid.
Because remember Dumb and Dumber? You walked out of that
I walked out of that movie, but I'd rather see that. At least that's a couple laughs in there. I'm sure.
Dumb
oh, I hated that movie.
He told us a story that he walked out of.
Everybody
was laughing, and he was like,
he
couldn't take it.
Every joke was so telegraphed. Oh, here it comes.
Okay, so this is the first movie that I ever walked out of in my life. And I guess I got about a half hour in thinking that it was going to get better. And you know, I was a huge fan. I just want to preface this by saying I was a huge fan of Letterman back in the 80s when he first started.
Respectable,
I thought he was very funny. And Chris Elliott was on his show.
Chris Elliott.
He was a character actor.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Show. And so I was like, I'm going to watch this movie because Letterman's in this movie and Chris Elliott's in this movie. And I think it's going to be really funny. And it was one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life. And I was embarrassed. And my ex-wife at the time was like, I'm never going to let you pick a movie again.
That's what drove the marriage to the dumps.
That's how it starts. People.
That's how it starts. You pick a bad movie, it's all downhill.
The name of the movie is Cabin Boy. And it was just
That was really bad.
But I saw that. But what makes me hurt even more is that I saw it in a theater and I paid to see it. It's awful.
But that's a big part of it too, because it's like you said, you were expecting something great out of that movie.
I was expecting
not great, but it's supposed to be fun.
No,
exactly.
Like,
and that letdown is what really makes a movie really bad, because some movies you know suck and okay, I'm not surprised.
Right. But there's other. When we go around the horn again, I mean, other stuff I'm like, stuff that I was I went in there and I'm like thinking to myself, this is one of the worst movies I've ever seen. And when we walk out, there's people going, yeah, great. And I'm like,
oh, what?
The Emperor got new clothes? What happened? You know, but we'll move on. And George, your first movie.
No, I mean, I'm even thinking about like, well, we can't even go with Catwoman.
No, I mean, that movie is god awful. Don't get me wrong, it's terrible.
Sucker Punch or something like that.
Sucker Punch is pretty.
Sucker Punch is bad, but I wouldn't go as far as one of the worst of all time. But it's bad. It's bad.
See, remember Showgirls?
I wrote in that. You know what? At least that movie is bad, but it's got TNA.
That's true.
So Jessica Spano nude. I mean, that's something we all dreamt of watching Saved by the Bell, and here was a chance to see. So at least we got that. I guess if that movie come out and she had like they cover her parts or whatever, that would have been horrible.
On the TV version, I believe.
Yeah, but Steve, I'm saying that would happen in the real theater, I would have been pissed. But at least we got to see her naked. I'm fine with that. And let's face it, why did we go see the movie anyway? Let's be realistic.
I've never seen that movie.
You're not missing anything.
But
it has that one scene that, oh my god, that god awful sex scene in the pool.
That was terrible.
My god, talk about overcooked ham.
That was
the
Kyle,
things that she does in the pool is just so ridiculous. It's so bad. But again, she's naked.
Obviously, I can't even go with the Meet the Spartans, which was horrendous.
But obviously,
it's a cheesy movie.
But you know that movie's mean. It's bad.
All those spoof movies are awful. There's no really. Yeah. Naked Gun's the only one that kind of really did it right.
Hot Shots was good. Hot Shots was great. Yeah, it was good. And I think the first Scary Movie actually did okay.
It was all right.
Like, it wasn't a horror movie. The other ones were. Off. But the first one was okay. I can live with that.
What about R.I.P.D.?
That movie is
the rest
awful.
In peace, but the rest in peace police department.
Why are you
Bill Glabowski? What are you doing?
Giving out a bunch of
It's gotta be one that sticks on your head, like man.
I think Showgirls is a good one for you.
Showgirls was the one.
It's bad, but I like this because it's teenage. Dude. I don't know what it's a guy. Whatever. And only for me, Batman and Robin.
Yeah, I was going to go there, but I figured everybody around the table.
Yeah, that's another one that I sat in there and I just kind of, it was very painful to watch.
I expected something decent, whatever. Course, like, the trailers were decent.
I mean, it had Uma Thurman, Schwarzenegger, God, it's finally as a villain. And then
it was just so over the top, so
it
bad.
It was ridiculous.
The costumes were bad.
No. It was a circus.
It was everybody chill.
It's so bad. Even
Don the Dragon Wilson, like, dancing around.
That's the one with Edward Nygma, the Riddler, that's even bad, that's bad, but it's not even near as bad, just the portrayal of Bane was a farce, but that's one of the few movies where in the first minute I was like oh my god. Usually sometimes it might start bad, like, okay, maybe it gets better. This one, oh my god, this is going to be, I was ready to walk out, and
this is one of those, why am I here?
Oh, Jesus. I stuck around because it's Batman. I want to see, maybe it gets better.
Never got better.
Even the credits, please get back. give me an end credit scene, give me anything.
I sat all the way through it too. It was brutal. It's one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life.
That'd be probably the worst comic book movie of all time. And there's been some bad ones.
Catwoman.
Even worse than Batman. Because Batman and Robin is Batman. It's hard to make a bad Batman movie, first and foremost, because you have all the tools, recipe to make something great. And we're kind of hyped for Batman. It's Batman. Even if the third one wasn't great, you figure, okay, they bounce back. And the cast was. So other comic book movies like Catwoman, I never thought it was good from the beginning. And it wasn't good. So that doesn't shock me. What else we got, Mike?
Well, this is one that I know that I'm going to have somebody disagree with me on, but
nice.
But I have to say that Matrix Reloaded is right up there. I sat in that movie, and by the time they did that scene in the room with all the TVs with the architect, I wanted to freaking pull my hair.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. That scene with the keys. With the keys.
He must have told like this story and had this long soliloquy, and by the end of that thing, I was like, this might be the worst fucking movie I've ever seen in my life.
I would disagree with you there.
You can disagree with me if you want, but it was bad. And all I could think of when I left is how freaking awful that movie was.
That movie had enough good. It's almost like
there
like,
was a guy that I went with, and he was so excited when he left. And I said, "Dude, that movie flat out sucks. That movie's terrible." And he literally almost started crying on me.
I kind of compare that movie to Batman v Superman, just because it has enough good stuff to overcome the bad stuff. Just enough to make it, okay, for me anyway, I guess it's for me. I'm not saying it's the greatest movie ever.
Okay, let me just throw this stuff out here and we'll discuss. The fight with the million agent Smiths and Neo.
Oh, I told you.
The worst.
No,
in the middle. Oh,
when he's jumping around, the CGI in that is so bad.
The CGI is not great, but I mean.
The CGI is terrible, bro.
But I like that scene, though.
The scene with the architect where he's the guy's rambling on.
That's a bad scene.
The scene with the old lady in the kitchen where she's telling him, smoking a cigarette.
The Oracle.
No, the
one,
yeah.
The one with the guy with the keys or whatever. Yeah, the architect.
Yeah, it's terrible.
No, the keys is the key maker. No,
the key maker, yeah.
But for me, I like the fight, Agent Smith fight. I like the chateau fight was fantastic.
The highway scene was great.
There's good stuff in there. The pacing was off in the movie, but it had its problems.
It was a really bad movie.
But to put it like rank on the worst, not
one of the worst to me.
If I made it telling myself this sucks,
look, nobody wanted that movie to be good more than I did because I loved the first movie.
You know that movie needed? Jerry Goodoff.
No, you know what that movie
would have been elevated to a whole new level.
We needed more cowbell.
We had cowbell, yes.
No, but see, speaking of that, I actually enjoyed the first Speed movie. With Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock. Yeah, When they announced the sequel, I was kind of excited, but the Speed 2 movie was una mierda.
But that was bad, because I expected that because they didn't bring back
Keanu Reeves, so they actually brought him.
Yeah, so I wasn't expecting much, but that was a bad movie, though, make no mistake, but not.
But you know, like, I was kind of disappointed a little bit. I mean, I knew that the first Speed was excellent, that was a lot of fun.
Die Hard to me, in a way.
No, Die Hard on the bus is what they always called it.
That's another one. Die Hard, the first one is a classic.
Die Hard 2. Not bad.
Die Hard 2 is pretty decent.
It's decent. It's not bad at all.
The only thing bad thing about Die Hard 2 is they made the guy from friggin' Good Times out to be a bad guy.
Awesome. Good take. That's awesome. Anything with Good Times on Cowboy, yeah, I'm all over it.
So we're skipping the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles out of this? Like the Secret of the Ooze and stuff like that?
Yeah, but those are bad movies.
I'm talking about from the
90s,
though.
I'm talking about trash, like the worst.
That you expect to be good.
Those are the ones for me, what I consider a really bad one. Exactly. For me, that's what really hits me hard is when you think something's going to be good and you walk out like, this is the worst piece of crap ever.
A movie that I know hits near and dear to your heart because this came out about the time you and me were hanging out.
Okay.
Daredevil.
That movie's bad.
Yeah.
My expectations weren't that high, though. But that was a bad one. That movie was so bad. What's this guy? The guy who played Bullseye. He's so over the top. Oh, my God.
This
is so good. Him and Eric. Eric, friend of the show, of course. But yeah, he loves that movie. And he'll defend it. You know what? You defend it. Good for you, man. You like it. Fine. But it's a bad one.
What about Waterworld?
You know what? I don't think it's as bad as people say it. I think that movie got a bad rap because it bombed because it was so expensive.
Movie and the but it wasn't that bad. Both got bad raps. Mailman was just mundane.
But Waterworld wasn't that bad, though. Dry land is not our destination.
It is our destiny.
He's over the top.
But I mean, the movie itself as a whole.
Listen, Dennis Hopper. I like Kevin Costner.
Well, let's not.
No, I love Dennis Hopper.
I got to look at a list of movies that he's done. But
I'm watching that Cool as Ice movie, the Vanilla Ice movie.
No, that.
That's not a movie that you go like, that's
going to
be a good movie.
No one thought it was going to be a movie. Vanilla Ice is casting his paycheck so he can have it with the Suge Knight later on. Nobody thought that was going to be a good movie. No way. Not a chance. But I was trying, who? Actually, a good friend of mine, and we were having this conversation about years ago. Well, I mean, like a year ago. And he said, talking about great movies and great sci-fi movies and all that. And he's like, Battleship Earth.
Battlefield Earth.
And we were looking at him like, laughing. And he's like, no, what do you mean? It's really good. And he's like, dead serious.
That's a terrible movie.
That movie is
That movie has John Travolta and Forrest Whitaker in it, too.
I know.
I can forgive. Tom Cruise wouldn't be in that movie.
Oh no, Tom Cruise! No, come on, he wouldn't make that kind of crap. Didn't they? Just say it right now. He's not bad movies, but that movie is
Eyes Wide Shut is terrible.
Bad, but it's not to a level of a Battlefield. That's a bad movie. Yes.
Would you guys consider The Phantom Menace Episode 1?
No,
well, not a bad movie though.
That's a bad movie.
It's a bad movie, but is it worst of all time? No.
No.
But I mean, again, that one has some good stuff. Not as much to overcome it to make it good, but it's got some stuff in it that I like.
I wouldn't put that like with Matrix or anything. I didn't walk out of that movie.
This is the thing. Like,
I'm just saying, I don't want to. I want to talk about movies that I walk out of and I feel like I got ripped off.
Well, I'll pose this question. If you weren't, I know this is hard to answer, but if you were not a Star Wars fan or into the lore, would you think that movie was just god awful? I'm thinking probably yes.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. So that movie, so we got to be objective. That movie is bad. But
from a micro's perspective,
from a fan, there's enough good stuff or not. Yeah.
The Jar Jar Binks stuff, I don't have any patience.
So, what about
the kids acting? It's really terrible.
It's George Lucas, a bad director.
So the video game movies like Mario Brothers and Super Mario Brothers.
There's one I was actually hyped for. We're working at the GameStop. And me and Pete were in there, and then his brother walks in with his good friend. They're like, "Oh my god, we just saw one of the greatest sci-fi movies of all time!" And we're like, "Oh, which one?" He's like, "Doom."
And they're like, "With the rock."
I'm like, "Get out of here!" I swear to God. And they compared it to Aliens and something. I forgot what the other movie was, but another classic.
Right, that's right.
I trusted their opinion because that good taste in movies. I'm like, for real. So me and people like, oh my god, let's go tonight. No, they were legit serious. Like, dude, it's awesome. Yeah. They can't
because that movie is
it's awful. Me and Peter got excited. Let's go see it tonight. So we went to go see it.
It's funny because I sort of felt the same way when I saw Doom in the theater because we saw that in the theater.
Were you with us? I don't know. I mean, you might have been. We probably called you. Hey, let's go. I heard it's as good as Aliens. And they were serious about it. So we were hyped. I was hyped. Okay, this must be great. I mean, I guess I was wrong. I think it was only sucked. Oh my god, dude. The first 5 minutes, I'm thinking. It's gonna get better. It's like Batman and Robin. Maybe it's gonna get better. Dude, oh my god, I'm gonna kill Phil. I'm gonna kill Eddie. As the other guy's name. I'm gonna kill them both. And we walked out of the movie. And the next day, we gave him so much crap. Like, how dare you compare that to Aliens? And I can't remember what the other movie they compared it to. Another sci-fi classic. But that movie was awful.
That movie is
bad. Oh my god, dude!
I'm surprised that you brought that up when he did that.
But they hyped it up for me. You compare any movie to Aliens and whatever else. With someone like if you told me, Mike, I believe you. I mean, okay, fine.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna throw that kind of crap at you.
But I'm saying if you were to, and they were serious. I'm saying if someone I knew I trusted told me that.
I got what you're saying.
I mean, even when they did that first person view of the video game, I got one
for you guys.
What's that?
You ready?
What's that?
Superman 3 with Richard Pryor.
Superman 4.
Superman 4
is the real crime, dude.
Superman 4. Yeah, that was the one.
Someone should have got arrested for making that movie, dude. Three's bad.
No, but 4 I was expecting.
No, 4 was good.
3 was really bad.
Hold on, dude. Wait. Nuclear Man, dude. Come on. There's nothing worse than that, dude. Nuclear Man was the worst villain ever.
You know what you got, though?
There's nothing, dude.
Was drunk Superman.
That was part 3.
Was it?
Yes. When he's got the peanuts against the glass. That's part three. See, part three is bad. Don't get me wrong, but your problem
is. Isn't that when he relinquishes his powers in part 3?
And then
I've been working out.
That's part 2. That's the end of part two. And he gets the guy at the diner.
But the third one is
part 2. Part 2 is really good.
I love part 2.
No, I love part 2.
But the third one is the one where I think they found the red kryptonite or something. They don't know what it was. And it caused to split into two personalities. Yeah. And all of a sudden, Superman's dirty and he looks dark. It's weird. It was so weird.
And then the villain with that lady that she's there and she gets the robot wires. And Richard Pryor's there with the video game expert.
Talk about miscast. But it was part 4 though.
With the donkey that he goes down so the mountain bad. With the donkey. I don't remember that at all.
It's just so bad.
No, but with
donkey.
They tried to get the DNA. Part 4 was on with the DNA.
They took his hair. They took the hair of Superman. Threw him on the sun and created Nuclear Man. You know it was like Fabio with a yellow dress on.
We can't let go by without mentioning is Pluto Nash.
I never saw that.
I did see that.
Eddie Murphy movies.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Pluto Nash. No, it was a Meteor Man. What about Meteor Man?
Another one? Oh. Leonard Part 6.
That's the Bill Cosby movie.
I didn't see that because I didn't see Leonard Part 1 through 5, to be honest with you.
That was terrible.
I know there's none before that, but that movie is so bad.
Meteor Man with...
Robert Townsend.
With Robert Townsend. Really bad that's
one. I don't think I saw one either.
But you know the one that I thought was really good? The one with Damon Wayans that he was...
The handicap one.
Yeah, that was kind of stupid.
It was funny. What was it called?
It wasn't a handicap.
It was David Allen Greer.
Blank Man. The movie is bad, but it's funny. In a good way. So
it was bad, but it was funny.
That was his only good movie. He was in The Last Boy Scout,
with Bruce Willis.
Is that a good movie? It's been a while since I've seen it.
Yeah, it's the one that he's the quarterback.
Yeah, I don't remember. It might be a good one. I saw it, but now it probably doesn't hold up.
Yeah, it doesn't hold up.
Probably I doubt not, it. No, I don't.
It's Bruce Willis, and Bruce Willis is kind of cheesy.
Yeah, he has a couple.
It's Bruce Willis, though. What about the one with
Ben Affleck and Bruce Willis? You know, what's that one?
Affleck and Bruce Willis together?
Yeah. That they go on that meteor on space with Liv Tyler and what was that thing called?
Oh, Armageddon.
You breathe.
That's true. You can't talk about movies and not mention Michael Bay. So, you're right. I hated Armageddon. Oh, my God. It's so, and a lot of people like that movie, too. The worst freaking song. It was almost as bad as Celine Dion's Titanic freaking anthem, but...
Armageddon was, oh my god.
But if we're talking about Michael Bay, he's done a lot of crap about Transformers 4 or 5, whatever.
Extinction.
It was just, oh my god.
And then, Gone in 60 Seconds.
I left in 60 seconds after watching that one.
Yeah, with Nicolas Cage. And Angelina Jolie, when they do the heist.
Nicolas Cage hasn't been in a good movie.
The Sorcerer's Apprentice or whatever.
So the Apprentice, The Wicker Man.
He hasn't done anything Snake since Guy. I think Weatherman was the last movie he did that was any good.
Which was actually decent.
I think that's the last movie he's done that was good. He's done a lot of really bad movies, dude.
Yeah, let's get Pikachu on that. I want to see his last good movie. I hate those movies.
Nicolas
Cage had some stinkers, bro.
It did. I don't know why, but I like Con Air. It's bad, but I like it. I admit it.
I like Con Air.
It's a bad movie. It's a guilty pleasure. It's bad, but I love it.
It's good, bad.
Cyrus the Virus, Mad Dog, Big Rames,
Would you say Diamond Dog? Leaving Las Vegas, maybe.
That's a good movie. No, he's done more after that. Pull up his IMDb.
Really good movies.
He's on great movies. Raising Arizona and early on. Las Vegas.
He's done a lot of good movies.
Of course.
Yeah.
Valley Girl.
Valley Girl. Okay, fine. For sure.
I kind of like that movie. Fun 80s. It's 80s cheese, but like, man,
What time of 2002? Just from 2002 on.
On or down?
Like up.
Well, find his last good movie.
Like Wind Talkers, Matt Stickman. National Treasure, the Weatherman, Lord of War 2005, The Wicker Man, World Trade Center.
That's where it stops. Stop. Weatherman. I think Weatherman is a tipping point. After Weatherman, everything goes into the crap.
Ghost Rider 2007.
Get out of here, Ghost Rider. That's worth talking. Bangkok Dangerous, Astro Boy, G-Force. Hold up. We stand corrected.
Okay.
Kick-Ass.
Oh, that's right. Kick-Ass.
It wasn't
forget
his,
it, everybody.
It wasn't his movie, though. In all fairness.
He was
good in it. But
Kick-Ass 2?
He wasn't dead. I mean, he died in the first one.
That's right.
Spoiler.
I blew it.
Spoiler alert, guys.
Okay, Drive Angry, Season of the Witch, Stolen, Frozen Ground, Joe... Left Behind, oh my god, Rage, Outcast, what are all these movies? Nicolas Cage, man, that boy eats as good as anybody in Hollywood. He's collecting paychecks left and right. Good for him, though.
He's making a successful career out of being bad.
Hey, man, he's getting paid for it. What the hell, dude? But you're right. But yeah, Kick-Ass notwithstanding, yes, I would say Weatherman. Because he had a really good movie. Look at his early stuff for a second, George. Arizona.
I mean, we're just talking about from 2002 up. I mean,
yeah, but he's done like
down. Yeah, he's done some other stuff. I'll look.
It was Raising Arizona. It was Valley Girl, Moonstruck. He was in that. Not one of my favorite movies, but it's a good movie. What else we got, George?
He did Live in Las Vegas.
That was a really good movie. Of course, I think they won the Oscar for that. Am I wrong in that? Like, he was nominated for an Oscar.
One of the two. No, he wasn't. I think Elizabeth Shue was.
Oh, I love the Elizabeth Shue. Oh my god.
Edith, hold on. I
mean, wasn't he in Leaving Las Vegas too? Or wasn't he in Hollywood and Honeymoon in Vegas?
Was that part two?
Vegas, yes. He was at Fast Times at Richmond High.
That's right. Okay.
Peggy Sue Got Married.
A good movie. That's a good movie.
Moonstruck. Okay. Racing Arizona.
Arizona.
Let me see. Firebirds. Wild at Heart. Honeymoon in Vegas.
It's not like we're on the radio or anything, dude.
I know, right?
No, but Honeymoon in Vegas. Amos and Andrew.
Oh, that's bad.
What's the one with the one, the lottery ticket?
Happen to you.
Oh, no, that can happen to me.
Guarding Tess and Leaving Las Vegas. Then had Kiss
Guarding
of Death.
Guarding Tess is a good movie, too, man.
Face Off.
Oh, Face Off. One of the greatest bad action movies ever made. Yes, that's
true. Face Off. The Rock. Con Air.
He's done good stuff, man. What was Con Air? What year was it, Con Air?
Con Air was 97.
Damn,
that was sooner than
that. That was off the top of my head.
Well, that was
I'm
good.
Like an IMDb.
You're the man beast.
Yeah, that's why. But yeah, after that, we talked about it.
At real man beast. Yeah. I don't have Twitter, but if I did, that would be my name.
Man beast is trending as we speak. But anyway, let's put it off topic. That was a good list, good conversations and all that. We'll get back to good movies next week. But what I want to do is that
do you have any other movies?
We actually touched every single movie.
Okay.
Yeah. There's tons more, but let's get into a little TV stuff. I know I had praised this show, I don't know, episode 20 something.
Yeah,
George saw it as well.
Ago, yeah.
Mike, you finally saw it, so we can finally talk about it. This is going to be, guys, we're going to talk about Stranger Things. If you haven't seen it, come back later, check us out after the fact. If you have seen it, we'll do a little spoilerific conversation about Stranger Things. And Mike, I want to get you, because obviously you haven't talked about it yet. You saw it recently with your wife, if I'm not mistaken. What are your thoughts, man? What'd you think of the show, man?
Well, I thought it was great.
Good.
I'll just say, first of all, that one thing that it does represent to me, and what's very, as being from a small town myself, it's very representative of that time because, you know, kids in those days were free range. You know what free ranging is, mm-hmm. right? Where you just kind of ran around and did what the hell you wanted to do.
Ride your bike and go out.
No parents around. Yeah. Nobody to bother you. Basically, you're out riding around and nobody really worries about it. And I think that really was the last generation of free-ranging kids. And it was kind of the vibe I got was kind of a cross between The Goonies, mm-hmm. Stand By Me, and you know, a couple other movies from that era. That it really did a good job of like weaving everything together,
got Dungeons and Dragons when the kids were playing Dungeons and Dragons.
There's a bunch of things in there that are just so cool and so fun that I just thought it was really well done and really well acted, and the kids were great. And the
kids were great.
Were great.
Yeah. Toothless was the best. I love that little kid. He's just fantastic. He was so good. But you're right. It does blend all those genre, E.T., Firestarter. And it did it so well because that could really go south really bad. But there's been movies that tried that, even Super 8, which was
Right, but I think what the luxury that they had with this show was that they could tell the story in 8 hours, not in one hour,
1.5 hours, whatever. Right. A feature, motion picture.
I actually like that fact. The fact that it looked like an 8-hour movie.
It really was, and that's what I felt to me. I didn't feel like a TV show at all, which is good.
But I just think there's a whole bunch of things that we as adults look back and look at Innocence Lost. And mm-hmm. I mean, there was just a ton of elements in the show that everybody was like, wow,
And then
it kind of left you wanting more when it was over.
And it was captivating. Like, I felt like that. Like, I felt like after the end of every episode, I wanted to see the next
one. I was like itching. I forced myself to stop watching the show. Man, this is really good. Like, the first episode, I was hooked. The minute they take the kid away, I'm like, oh, this is good. And it had that vibe. But before that, I'm saying that one was like, oh, yeah.
Where I got caught was when the brother got all choked up about right in the beginning when he was like, oh, it's my fault, and the mother was there.
Oh, right, yeah.
And he there on the couch.
Yeah. Yes.
Which she actually did a good job.
She was, like I said before, that's the best she's been in a long time. She was great, and she's been missing for a long time. And it's cool to have a show about the 80s with her, who was a star back in the 80s.
You wonder where if she's this good of an actress, where's she been? And you're like,
well, she had issues though. Let's be real, I mean, but still,
she's had issues. Had some issues.
But you're right.
She did a wonderful
job. She was great.
She was a great actress.
She was great. Yeah.
I felt like the adults in this show were very good.
The sheriff is fantastic.
Hopper.
Yeah, he's great. He was awesome in the show. The kids stole the show. No mistake about it.
Yeah,
but they were great. But the adults were great. The brother was great. The sisters. Nobody complains. The sister was a little. The skinny girl, whatever her
she
name.
Eleven.
Like yeah,
11.
No, not 11. The sister, the one out with the high school boy and had sex with him or whatever.
Nancy.
Well, I don't remember. I don't remember her name, to be honest with you. I saw her like 2 months ago, but either way, but she was a little. She was anything I didn't like. But again, I'm just nitpicking, to be honest with you. I love the whole upside down world they created. It came out really. It could have been cheesy. But it came out really cool, little horror elements.
The way they explain it.
Yeah, and it took its time. It didn't just force feed you, hey, boom, it won't show you what's going on. It took its time and built it up the right way.
And actually, you know, like 11, like kind of showed you, you know, like the upside down, how they did it. And it was pretty cool.
No, it's cool. She was great. I loved it too. She was really, really good. I thought she was a boy.
Conspiracy with the research company. There was a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah, it was very, I guess, like 80s. Like
X-Files-y.
Yes, exactly. It blended so many things. All stuff that we enjoyed growing up and put all one big movie, show, whatever you want to call it, and the only thing it faulted for me, and not to jump too ahead, but whatever, was the ending.
Yeah,
Hopper kind of being corrupted at the end.
No, I'm not corrupted, because I mean, who knows? I mean, they'll expand on it. But just the fact, I want this to be a close standalone show, whatever you want to call it, and make an anthology.
You know, it was meant to be that. It was meant to be a one thing, and then they put it at the end.
I sort of figured I forced it because I don't want to. Because Money Fears,
I had noticed that the kids seemed they were a bit older when they filmed that last scene.
I think they added in the end because they wanted to continue it. Yeah,
I felt like they were all looked taller, all the kids.
Because my issue is like, okay, fine.
Kind of reminds me of the end of Napoleon Dynamite. Actually, if you remember when they had the wedding at the end of Napoleon Dynamite. The hair didn't even look the same on Napoleon Dynamite.
Well, those are reshoots. Reshoots.
Totally reshoot.
Yeah, and it happened here, but I just don't want to see the same thing again. Because
I don't know if it. Maybe it's not, but
I mean, they're going to have to maybe go a little too much to one side to make it seem so different.
Well, I think they're going to make it the 84, isn't it? Like 83?
I don't want to see the same monster again, the same upside down. 11. That was a good, close story. Leave it be and give us something new. You can still leave it based off the 80s. Just give us a different story. And I
just don't know that you could do it again. Better served. I think that's the thing that's kind of has got me kind of thinking.
Which is why they should have just ended it.
Ultimately, it was kind of
like True Detective. The first season, fantastic. Boom, close it up.
Like next. I said, if they did something else somewhere else with something else, then maybe that's a good idea. But
that's what I was hoping to see.
I just think you take the many different genres that it incorporated and you blended it all together. The music was great.
Oh, the intro, even the intro. Oh, I loved it. Yeah, it looks great too. It's filmed very cinematic.
The Clash.
It was the graphics. The graphics that they utilized, it was very.
No, it's great. Like I said, we'll see how they go forward, and hopefully they'll make something great. And I'm hoping it's great. I am concerned down the road, but that's getting too far ahead of ourselves either way.
Yeah, we don't need to be worried about that.
That's down the road. Yeah, no, exactly. Good. Yeah, and I'm sure they will.
If it sucks, I'll call them out on it. I'm very happy that I was able to enjoy this because I thought it was excellent.
Yeah, and it came out of nowhere.
Right.
I don't think anybody expected.
We've talked about it enough on here that it was rejected by 20 networks.
Yeah, before it got Netflix picked up.
Chances, which we talked about how they take chances.
No, exactly. And it was just great. I guess
your number one, not your number one, but I mean your top networks right now that are doing the best TV are Netflix, HBO, AMC, Showtime, and maybe FX.
FX always been there. Right.
American Horror Story is coming up.
Oh man, talking about American Horror Story. See, American Horror Story fails in every which way that Stranger Things succeeds in as being original, giving us something different.
American Horror Story goes out of its way to try to be scary.
Exactly.
And it's not scary.
It's not organic, stupid. And they try to shock you. And the first season of that, I love the first season of American Horror Story. That was great.
I thought the first season was just okay.
I liked it a lot. The second one, halfway through, it just tanked for me. The writing was god-awful. And then the third one's, I mean, give it a chance, maybe it gets better. god awful again. I stopped watching it. They try too hard to be shocking, all that, to put that out there. Ooh, look at
your way. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
What are you going to do to scare people now?
Yeah. And
there's nothing. Yeah. All the innocence is gone. There's no shock anymore to this kind of crap. That's why I thought that Stranger Things did a lot of things well, because you didn't know what to expect.
Yeah,
even though you guys had talked it up, I was like, I didn't know what the hell it was about. And you know what? I'm glad I didn't know what the hell it was about. It made it more enjoyable to me.
I just put it on.
We just talked it, but we tried to give you
a spoiler. When I saw it, I just like, you know, let me just put it on. I had no idea what it was. I figured some kind of sci-fi-ish kind of show. All right, let me see what's going on. And boom, first show, I'm like, okay, I'm all in. But you're right, and that show is very well written.
And I thought 8 episodes, by the way,
was perfect. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And I know that episode. I was watching. I think it was like 13.
When it was over, don't get
And then I was too. I was like, man, already? Damn.
But again, I was happy that it was over in a way, because I was like, well, this was
that's really a good thing to have when you watch something and you're upset that it's over there, because you know you want more.
And see, but you realize more will be more. The Night Of is also 8 hours.
You know what, dude? I got too stressed out watching The Night Of.
I haven't seen it, to be honest. Yeah.
No, I turned it off. I was getting a little...
perplexed.
Yeah, no, not perplexed, just stressed out. It bothered me, so...
Really? I haven't seen that. I can't comment. I want to see it.
But if you want to be pissed off about something, watch that show. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Okay,
to me, it wasn't that great. I just feel like... I thought Turturro was very good.
Yeah.
I felt like...
What else is new?
The kid that played the protagonist in this movie, the show... is not that good. He's not a good actor. And I also think they went out of their way to be politically correct, and that bothered me too. So, you know.
No, I mean, it has, obviously, you know, I enjoyed it. I thought it was very good.
Left your moms at home, Muhammad? Really, bro? Come on.
I no idea what that means, but I assume it's
but you know that's another thing that Stranger Things got right. The fact that everybody kind of identified themselves with the characters, you know, because you could have put yourself with the kids or something.
Of course, we grew up in the 80s, like you said, going out riding our bikes or playing Dungeons and Dragons or whatever games, and just hanging out with your buddies. We're not on the phones, we're not on the computer, on the internet. Right. It's like, it was cool to see that. Oh man, I remember those days back.
One of the kids actually had an Atari. Well, didn't he have an Atari 2600 or something?
No, he was saying that the one
that it was coming out was
that weighs exactly the same as the Atari that my friend had.
It was cool when they had the Falcon when they're trying to which is cool. A little nod to the Star Wars fans, and I guess. But it was cool because, you know, we had those toys. Or at least I had some of them anyway. But that was cool to see that. Like, doesn't seem like you kind of see that kind of nostalgia done right. You know,
it's kind of like the speak and spell in E.T.
E.T.
You
know?
Yeah, and I think it had a lot of those things, like it had E.T.
But it was good about the show. It's done in a way where you don't have to have that nostalgic feeling attachment.
Right, and it wasn't forced down your throat.
Exactly. It was just more part of the backdrop. You know,
we talked about it in the production meeting. So you guys think that it actually can work if it was 2016 instead of 1980?
If it did that, yeah. If it wasn't, it took place, you know, current times, I thought it would work just the same.
Is the kids these days don't do this kind of stuff, so it's not.
See, with the technology, I don't know if it might work, because with the technology now that they didn't do in 1983, you know, because I think there was the right time, because now with 2016, with all the technology and all that stuff,
right, we'll
it might have been different.
Cell phone, we track it.
You could have lost the phone somewhere. Right. I mean, there's ways of doing it, but I mean, you can make a good story. I mean, how many movies do you like and stories that take place?
It doesn't make a difference. Upside Down World or something.
That would have worked great, and Upside Down World would work in any era. It doesn't make a difference. The kids are kids if you can find the right writing. And if these same four kids were doing it, the acting in the show 2016, would be like it just as
but
much.
But you're absolutely right. The Toothless Kid stole the show.
Oh, he was great. He's cool. Yeah, hilarious. Man, that guy's awesome. He might remind me a little bit of Chunk. Is it Chunk from Goonies?
Yeah.
I like that. A little bit better than him. But yeah, he was a little more testicles on him anyway. Yeah, but it's great. I said,
about Dustin.
Toothless, bro. I don't know, bro. This one. Yeah, that one. George is pointing at picture on the
visual medium. Yeah, yeah. This is not a visual medium, yeah, but yeah, Dustin.
Don't look at the monitor too hard or your brain will explode.
I'll put a picture.
We'll put a picture on Facebook for all the fans to know exactly what Dustin is.
Oh, this dude. Yeah.
This guy.
Dude.
You know?
Oh, yeah. 47 minutes. This dude.
You know, that's the guy. But hopefully they can build on this, and you know, the second season is great by all means. I'll welcome it. I'm just concerned.
Well, and like I said, there's always this, right? We got this.
Yeah, of course. No, I'm happy with it.
You know, if the next one's not as good, who cares?
So be it.
We have more opinions to talk about.
There's other shows coming release, and as always, and Netflix is doing more shows, so it's fine.
Here's the thing that's great about the time that we live in now. TV has never been better. We have shows that look, I can't watch all the shows I want to watch right now. We were just actually contemplating this before we went on the air today. You can't watch the shows you want to watch. You don't have time. It's football season now, so that takes another couple of hours away from.
Oh, of course, Sunday, Saturday, Monday. I don't watch that much football, but enough to where
Now you have Thursday,
Saturday, Friday, Saturday. I mean, it's really the only days off of football is Tuesday and Wednesday. Tuesday and Wednesday only 3 days of non football
screenings. You know, we got screenings of movies.
Yes, just screenings of movies. That takes a lot of time, but either way, you're right. It's just you're right. That's a good problem to have.
Right.
It's too much to watch.
Overload. We have lots of entertainment here. Yeah. I can't complain about any of that.
No, I'm fine with it. I mean, I just wish I had more time. Other than that,
I do too. I wish we could do that thing like in Harry Potter where they the clock.
You know.
But I'm just saying is that it's a good problem to have, but it's also there's no excuse for watching junk anymore. We don't have to. When we were kids, we had to watch what was on TV.
Yeah, of course. It's three channels.
Terrible TV shows.
Yeah.
And you know, or reruns. Can you imagine that, you know, now the reruns are almost never on anymore.
No.
Nobody has reruns.
I think only TBS, TNT, I think. Well, other channels have it. I mean, the CW. But either way, but usually playing Friends or Seinfeld.
They're still playing Two and a Half Men. Yeah, they're still playing Two and a Half Men.
I'm not talking about syndication. I'm talking about
reruns.
First run, like CBS used to be, you'd watch, like on ABC, you'd watch Happy Days and Laverne and Shirley, right? And then at June 15th or whatever was the last episode for the season. Right. And then you had a whole summer of friggin' reruns.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. Okay, I got you.
They lose ratings because the networks are already having their panties taken away by friggin'
They even do season fillers. Like they do, like you know, half season fillers.
But you know, like I said,
like try to do new shows all the time.
Dancing with the Stars or
people like that though. The garbage, but people like it. People love it. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, like I said, it's something for everybody. Ultimately, at the end of the day, and tons of stuff for everybody. So that's a good problem to have.
And even if you can't. Even if you don't see anything on TV, you know, 1,000 channels and nothing's on, even though you don't see anything there, go on Netflix, go on Amazon.
Yeah, I don't think we will be discussing Dancing with the Stars on this show.
No, unless Janine Garofalo is appearing doing the tango.
Doing the
cha-cha-cha.
And the guy's like, magnificent, 10. 10.
Dancing with Derek Huff.
Tell us, how's it feel to be picked by George in a fantasy football, you know, movie star?
Yeah, she'll be like, oh, phenomenal.
So honored. By the way, but that's all the time we have. We'll wrap it up right there and all that. Don't forget to check out our fall preview, which episode 26. Get you guys get ready for the fall and all the TV that we're talking about now, the movies that are coming out, Oscar season and all that good stuff. We'll go around the room as always. Mike, what do you got for us?
Well, we got our family's website, Christmas Is a Coming, as we say. GIRLZLYFE.com.
GIRLZLYFE.com.
That's right. See us also on our Amazon store.
Nice.
Always want to give a shout out to my bud, Danis Baratheon. Sorry about his bills. His bills blow this year. This is a good time of year for me, buddy.
Yeah, this is good. Best time of the year.
So we got Luke Cage coming up, right? What else we got coming? Goliath with Billy Bob Thornton. We got, what else?
Walking Dead, I guess, for those who watch Walking Dead.
But I think we on our fall preview show, we're going to be airing before this, we actually did a pretty good
show. Yeah, we're trying
to cover everything.
Yeah, no, I was talking about TV shows, but
Yeah.
George, so what do you got for us?
Me, just, you know, make sure you guys keep catching The Foreign Corner. I mean, I haven't released anything.
I was going to ask you about that. I think, geez, George.
Yeah.
Hey, George, That
Foreign Corner is collecting dust, dude.
Nah,
bring out the broom. Let's go. They clean up that mess, dude.
And for real.
Geez, I got like cobwebs there. I got Spider-Man.
Nah, I've just been a little busy. I mean, I got a couple of shows.
I'm introducing you as the former host of The Foreign Corner.
I mean, it's just, like I said, I've had a couple things with school starting and stuff. I've been not watching that many movies, but yeah, I got to start making it a little bit more so that we can put out the gems out there. There's a couple gems, like maybe a 30 day window,
you know, before you can use. So, you know,
yeah,
I think,
yeah.
Well, Pikachu take over the foreign corner.
And then, you know, again, with, you know, Dennis Baratheon, your friend, you know, for letting us use.
Actually, that's the
wrong guy.
Well, not him.
He's my friend, but he's not.
Bomber Floyd. Yeah, I was trying to remember the name. I was trying to remember his name. Sorry,
man. George, you almost had a clean show, man. You almost had a clean show. You almost had that no-hitter. You let that one pitch go through.
Yeah, like the home run. I had the perfect game.
Thank you, Dennis Baratheon, for being my friend.
We're all quiet. Like, don't say it. Don't jinx him.
They were trying not to. They even mentioned Jeringo Ruffalo.
You were close, man.
You had the perfect game, and then there goes that. Marvin Floyd letting him use the theme.
Striking out the
for sure. You know, it's like the mighty Casey out there. You know, but I tried. And just continue support of our show, man. You guys make us what we are and we give us things to discuss and ideas. So we thank you for all that. And, you know, what you got?
Yeah, again, I'll echo that. You know, thank you for all the listeners out there. We got the Facebook page. Jump on there, comment. We like to hear any comments.
Chewie's like that, he's like a real mentor's mascot, if you will, you know.
with the contingent, we're gonna get you in.
Chewie, we're gonna get you on the show if you're out there listening. We'll get you on there. But yeah, he wants to fight me, by the way.
What?
Oh, Cua, Dade County's finest. He's not fighting, but he's gonna fight his hamburger in his hand. But he's losing weight though. He's not giving props. He lost like 40 pounds, so like, good for him. But anyway, so of course we got upcoming shows. We got the horror special short working on for release in October. Coming out, we got Ladies Night very, very, very soon.
All right.
But yeah, forget to check out my reviews on YouTube on there. So, but either way, so thanks again, guys. We'll see you guys next time for episode 20 Ocho. Take care.
Bye. You have made your choice. Could have been something great, but it's over now.